Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Leave that alone. But he didn't leave it alone. And he went and burned up the Philistines' gardens. And so guess what the Philistine did? The Philistine went up and burned up his wife's house with her and the father in it. Isn't that something? Now Samson said, y'all shouldn't have done that. He put on his Rambo stuff now. Rambo finna, he getting ready to fight now. Amen. Amen. But that ought to let you know, if the daddy don't want to sign off, and then them people, her people don't want you. Hello, somebody. Are y'all getting this? And then his own people turned against him. Verse 11 through 13, 3,000 men of Judah came to get Samson. And they turned Samson in to the Philistines. Now, when your own people, when you done got to be a pain to your own people, that ought to let you know you're going the wrong way. Samson still ain't getting it. And the Bible says here that Samson... God worked a miracle through Samson. When the Philistines came upon Samson, the children of Judah had him tied with some ropes. But man, he broke them ropes, and he found the jawbone of a donkey and went to work. Killed 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey, according to verse number 15. And then notice Samson, after he got through whooping up on him, guess what Samson said? Verse 16, and Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heap upon heap, with the jaw of a donkey have I slain 1,000 men. I'm bad with my bad self. Man, nobody mess with me, man. I whoop him up with a donkey, jawbone of a donkey. Amen. Now watch this. Because God done something supernatural in Samson's life, he didn't want to change. Don't think just because God is still using you that you're on the right road. Hello, somebody. Can I help somebody this evening? Y'all ain't no start chunking rocks at me, will you? I done seen some preachers preach some of the most dynamite sermons. I mean, makes you shout and everything. But they are living a playboy kind of life. And man, once you know that, you'll be wondering, how in the world... Some of you, if I would call the preacher name, you would know him. Famous preacher, done made a lot of CDs and tapes and albums. But before he preach, he take him a little wine to help him to preach. Some of y'all back in the 70s and 80s, y'all know who I'm talking about. But he take a little wine before he preaches. He's up under the influence, and it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Spirit. See, just because God used you don't mean that you're right with God. Oh, let me come to your neighborhood. I got way out your neighborhood. Let me come to your neighborhood. You know, not I know, you know. Some folks that can sing like Aretha Franklin. but they are living playgirl and playboy lives. Hello, somebody. It's getting awfully quiet up in here now. Long as I was talking about the preacher. Just nodding your head. Just nodding your head. As soon as I start talking about the choir, you're ready to go on to the next chapter. Where that's going. Putting your glasses back on and everything. All right, let's go on a little bit further. All I'm trying to say is don't think just because God is still using you that you right with God. God gives all of us some mercy. How many of you know it's always calm before the storm? Just because there's lit calm in your life don't mean that the storm ain't coming. God is, why is there a calm before the storm? Why is that in just our natural life? Why is it that God gives a calm before the storm? Huh? Whatever you need to put up and fix up and put up, God is giving you time while the wind not blowing. If you need to tie down something, go on and tie down while the wind not blowing. Go on and tie down what needs to be tied down. Put up what needs to be put up because it's getting ready to storm. And so God has given you a chance to go on and get things together. And that's how he does in our spiritual life. God, let there be a little calm before the storm. Give us some time to get it together before he start blowing on our life. All right. And so that's kind of what this was. In Samson's life. And so God was warning him, warning him after warning, but he didn't take no warning. But then notice the last thing. He deliberately played with sin. He deliberately played with sin in chapter 16. He deliberately played with sin. He really fell in love with a prostitute. He fell in love with Delilah. That's what the Bible said in verse number 5. He fell in love with this lady that sold him out for 1,100 pieces of silver. According to verse number 5, at the end of verse 5, chapter 16, it said that the Philistine came and they said, we want you to entice him and see where in his strength lies. By what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us. Now notice, every one of us. Every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, she went right on. She went right on. So they had just named her price, didn't they? They say that everybody got a price. Now that's what they say. They say that everybody got a price. Everybody can be bought for a certain price. That's what they say. But that ain't what the Bible say. You're not no prostitute. You're not for sale. Hello, somebody. I don't care what they say. What they say, that ought not apply to you. Right in the text. So Samson was playing with her. Samson said to her, verse 7, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistine brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait. Where? Abiding in her chamber. Hiding in the bedroom. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he break with the whip, and the thread of the tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said to Samson, that is the second time, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lie. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou may be bound. And he said, if thou bind me with new ropes that never were occupied, Then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes, bound them therewith, and said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in the wait, abiding in the chamber, they're in the bedroom. And he broke them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said to Samson, hereto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith I might be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weave the seven locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of the sleep and went away with the pins of the beam and with the web. Now notice, he done lied three times. But every lie that he told, he was closer to telling the truth. Think about that. Every lie that he told, he was closer. See, he started out saying, if you just get some twigs, if you just get some ropes, if you plait my hair up. Wait a minute, he done went to the hair. Oh, my goodness. And now she putting a sad act on him. She said to him, how can thou say thou love me when that heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me thee three times. And hast told me wherewith thy strength lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. She worried him to death. Every day she wearing him down, that he told her all his heart. She's speaking from her heart. So he's told from his heart. And notice what happened. He told her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines and said, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lord of the Philistines came upon her and brought money in the hand, and she made him sleep upon her knee, rocked him to sleep. Ain't that something? And she called for a man. Notice, she called for a man. See, she know men. See, a lady that get around with men's know men's. She called for a barber. Ain't that something? Prostitutes know your profession. I used to think that she cut his hair. But she called for a barber. She called for a man. Did you notice that in verse 19? It says, she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him with his squint. And his squint went from him, and she said, the Philistine be upon thee. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I would go out at other times before. And he shook himself, but he wit not that the Lord had departed from him. He didn't even know it. He had lost his strength. Why did he lose his strength? Where is the source of his strength? Where was the source of his strength? Don't know. Don't y'all say in his hair. Don't you say that. In his dedication to the Lord. As long as he kept his dedication to the Lord, he got his strength. But he had one scrack when he ate honey out of some dead, touching some dead. That's scrack one. Scrack two, he was hanging out with the Philistines. And when you're with the Philistines, you start doing what the Philistines do. Drinking and partying. Then scrack three, she cut his hair. had his hair cut. So he lost his strength. And notice what happened. Verse 21. This is probably the saddest verse in the Bible. But the Philistine took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with feathers of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Have y'all ever seen these oxen at a meal, how they just be pushing the grind, and they just going round and round in circles? Now think about this. This man is in chain, done got a bad haircut, and he's blind. That's his job now. Now ain't that something? He was the judge in Israel. But now look at his job. He's a prisoner. He's working like a slave. This is a sad verse in the Bible. So they bind him, they blind him, and now he's grind. They're using him to grind with. But the Bible says Samson prayed in verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged for the Philistine for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two pillars of the house on which it was board up, of one on the right, one on the left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords, upon all the people that was in. So the dead which he slew at his death was more than they which he slew in his life. He killed more people dying than he did living. Think about it. He killed more people dying than he did living. How should we apply this lesson? Let's go ahead and finish up. Number one, appreciate your heritage. Appreciate your heritage. If you come from a godly family, thank God. If your mama is godly, thank God. If your daddy was godly, thank God. If your granddaddy or grandmama was godly, thank God. I don't care if it's just one godly person. You ought to just thank God, because some people don't even have that. You are off to a good start. God gave you something that a lot of folks he didn't give. So you're off to a good start. Don't despise the blessings of the Lord. That's a blessing in having a godly mama and a godly daddy. So appreciate your heritage, because if you don't appreciate it, you're going to lose it. If you don't appreciate it, you'll end up losing it. And if the truth be told, a lot of people want what you got. If you come from a Christian home, a lot of people want what you got. As a matter of fact, why is it that folks who don't know Jesus can come to this church, can sit down in the pew, can hear the sermon for the first time, after they finish hearing the sermon, come up there and accept Christ as their personal Savior, and 1 year later, they done read the whole Bible, they done outran the average Christian in the church? Why is that? And a person done been raised in a Christian family ain't never read the whole Bible. Why is that? But a person who wasn't exposed to the Bible, man, they can't get enough of the Bible. You tell them to read one chapter. We just want you to read, you know, chapter 5 out of Matthew. Next thing you know, they come back next week and say, I read the whole book of Matthew. Why is that? That's because they're hungry for the Lord. See, it's just like a person in Africa who ain't got no food. They come over here. Man, they see Fruit Loops eggs. Hello, somebody. Some grits, and that's all. Y'all got grits? Grits and water? And toast? Hey, they happy. You go in there, all we got is grits. I don't want no grits. Where the bacon? Where the sausages? Where the eggs? Where the ham? I don't want that. People who often have despise what they have. But people who don't have, they be happy when they can have. So learn to appreciate. Learn to appreciate. Number two, take heed to the warnings of God. Take heed. See, the Bible says all things work together for the good. When stuff ain't coming together, that's a sign to hold up. Hold up, because things ain't coming together. Things supposed to come together. If things ain't coming together, if you just running into one problem, as soon as you fix it, you run into another problem, you just run. God is saying these are roadblocks. I don't want you to go that way. You're not supposed to keep having roadblocks. How do you know? How do you know when something is really for you? Let me give you this verse. Let me give you this verse. Proverbs 10:22. This is how you know the blessings of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22. I always go back to Proverbs 10:22. Whenever something come in my life, if this blessing seemed to be so hard and it's causing all kind of confusion and chaos, mama ain't in agreement with it, dad ain't in agreement with it, my wife ain't in agreement with it, the preachers that I know ain't, nobody's in agreement with this. I'm wondering, is this the blessing of the Lord? Because look at verse 22, Proverbs 10:22. The blessings of the Lord, it make it rich, and he add no sorrow to it. If you're going to be making a bunch of folks sad by your blessing, you're making a lot of folks sad by your, See, when God bless a house, everybody in that house is supposed to be happy of that blessing. I don't supposed to be getting married and my mama is sad, my dad is sad, my mama-in-law is sad, my dad-in-law is sad. The only body that's happy, me and my wife, something wrong with that picture. God don't add no sorrow to the blessings. The blessings means happiness. When the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, it says happy. When God bless you, there's going to be an abundance of joy. You're going to make a lot of people happy. Amen. If you're making everybody sad, you don't want that kind of blessing. Amen. Number three, use your gift for building up rather than tearing down. Use your gift for building up rather than tearing down. Now, think about it. Samson killed more people at his death than his life. In other words, he tore down more than building up. Make sure you use your gift to build up rather than tear down. God done gave you a gift. All of us in here got a spiritual gift. Use your gift to build people up rather than tearing people down. Amen. All right. God bless you. Sent down let us stand.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.